baptized, and then they're going to have somebody pray for them, pray over them, and then we'll take them down in the water and baptize them, and then the worship team is going to have a song as they come up out of the water. So guys that are, Josh, Pastor Josh, you guys help me here. Can we use this one? David, I guess you're first. To share a little testimony. David, make it long if you want.
No, I'm not a big talker. No, I guess I just want to say that Jesus is a good friend to me, and I just want to follow in his footsteps and do everything that in my ability that I can for that he requests me to. And I just thank you, Jesus.
Willie is your nephew. That's what I thought.
Father God, I just come before you today, and I just thank you for my uncle David. Father, I just pray that you just bless him and just teach him your ways, Holy Spirit, and just draw him closer to you each and every day. And I just thank you for saving his soul and opening his eyes to your truth, Father God. And Lord Jesus, I just pray that you just protect him and his wife, Father, as they journey through this land. And I just pray that you would just help them just to grow spiritually rich in you, Holy Spirit, and just I just pray that you just fill them with love, just fill them with patience and meekness and kindness, Father God, and I just thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing in his life right now, and I just praise you, and I just pray that you would receive all the glory and the honor and the praise. In your name I pray.
Some people baptize.
Yeah, give them the awareness. your thing.
David, if I'm your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, my privilege to be able to baptize you today. In the name of the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
I decide.
I just wanted to say I thank God every day for leading us to this church, and I just wanted to rededicate my life to God.
Lord, we just come here today. We just thank you for being here today and filling Lydia with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and rededicating herself, Lord, to you, Lord. We just pray that you lead her and guide her in the direction you need her to go. Give her strength to go forth. We just pray, Lord, that a blessing for her with your spiritual gifts, Lord. We just pray the power over her just to fill her. We pray for her and the baby, Lord, just to be blessed by you. We come against any darkness in Jesus' name. Amen.
I was baptized as a child, and I didn't know what it meant. And now I just ask God to take me in, and I just want to live my life for Him.
Once you've been baptized, if you see it, it's like being baptized all over again. You remember that forever. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would just bless now and open up a ministry for these that have said they would follow you. Lord, that you would bless them, that you would set a straight path before them, that you would put a light in their path so that they would never lose the way. Father, those of us that are here that haven't been baptized today, I ask that you'd give us a straight path also, that we would set our sight on heaven and not turn aside to the left or to the right. Bless this people, Lord. Help them as they go home. Minister to them. In Jesus' name, amen.
And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art. Thou art the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? Watch this. For with what authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him?" And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. Continues, and forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and Anna, they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up, that was a great time that took place, but a new day begins. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, "All men seek for thee." And he said unto them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth." His ministry is really beginning to take off. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils, therefore showing his authority and his continued power. And then there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, "I will, be thou clean." And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away. and saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without, in desert places. And they came to him from every quarter. Jesus came. The ministry was so great that he had to go off into desert places, and the people came to him so that they could be ministered unto. And so there's the baptism in water. The element is water. The person doing the baptizing is the pastor or someone. There's the Holy Spirit baptism. We're baptizing the element of the Holy Spirit. The person doing that is Jesus. There's the baptism of repentance. That is into the element of the body and blood of Christ. And the person that does that is the Holy Spirit. There are other baptisms. There's the baptism of suffering. Jesus said to his disciples, Are you ready to be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized of? And if you look at the context there, he's talking about suffering. We don't like to hear much about that today. But again, the whole business of the Christian life is to identify with Jesus. And he suffered, so we're going to suffer. But if we suffer with him, the good news is that we will also someday reign with him. Okay? One other passage of scripture I'd like to just share with you. It's from Acts chapter 8. And this is Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. This Ethiopian eunuch is sitting in his chariot and he is reading from the prophet Isaiah. And the Holy Spirit says to Philip, I want you to go and talk to that guy. And Philip ran to him, and he comes to him, and in verse 30 he says, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb before his shear, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Notice he hadn't believed for very long, but he had believed. And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the requirement. Repentance, believing in Jesus. Repent and be baptized, the Bible says. That's the order. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Again, they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. So it's the baptism that is for believers. If you have repented, if you have believed, you believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, then the command for us to follow is to be baptized. Now, we have not done this before in talking about baptism and especially on a Sunday morning. But I was wondering if you have any questions before we actually do the baptism this morning. Do you have any questions? Maybe you're here today and you have not been baptized, and you think, oh, that might be something I'd like to do, but I have these questions. Nobody's answered these questions for me, and I'd like these questions answered first. Yes. Right. We don't baptize babies. We only baptize those who come to an age where they understand what baptism is about. Repentance is first. Repent and be baptized, Peter said. And so there has to become a place in our life where we are aware that we are sinners and repent of that sin, and then we can be baptized. What we do here is we dedicate children. We don't baptize them. We dedicate them like Hannah did with Samuel. She brought him to the temple and offered him to God, saying that her desire was that this child would serve God all the days of his life. And so that's what we do. When you bring children to like a minister, we're God's representatives, and we just take the child and we offer the child in a prayer of dedication to God. Because baptism cannot save anyone. It's just a declaration of what God has done in our heart and in our life. Good question, though. Anyone else? Okay. I'm always excited to be able to do water baptisms because I believe it's fulfilling part of the Great Commission, that we are to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so we take that command of Jesus literally. We baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Dave?
I'm just thinking, too, if somebody has questions later on, the Assembly of God website has a lot of good information.
Sure. Sure. Yep. AG.org on the internet, and you can have a lot of your questions answered on that. Anyone else? All right. We have three candidates for baptism. If you guys would come and sit on the front row here this morning. Sue Ann. And David and Lydia. Now, your bulletin might have been a little confusing. David and Lydia are married. I was not sure Lydia was getting baptized today because I wasn't sure she was going to be able to be here. But that's great. They get to do it as a couple. So they're both here today, and you've got quite a bit of family here today. You're here because of David and Lydia being baptized. Can we see your hand? Praise God. Thanks for coming. You have any family here, Sue Ann? Just Brad. Not just Brad. Brad. All right. We did not discuss the order here. So does anybody want to go first? Guys go first? You're going to go last then, Sue Ann? She's a little nervous, so I thought she might want to get it over with. But so what is going to happen?